Russia's state-owned gas company has restored deliveries to Europe through Ukraine's pipeline after an uproar from its Western European customers. A price dispute between Moscow and Kiev led to last weekend's disruption in gas supplies. That disruption raised questions about Russia's role as a reliable energy supplier. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
Moscow has promoted itself as a reliable supplier of oil and gas, but it cut off natural gas supplies to Ukraine on Sunday, reducing deliveries to Western Europe and prompting worries about an energy crisis instead. Celeste Wallander of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Russia's actions raise serious questions about its willingness to honor its commitments.
I don't think any country, the United States nor in Europe, would have put all of their eggs in the Russian energy basket anyway. And I think now there are substantial doubts, and for very good reasons, about counting on Russia as a reliable and impartial energy supplier.
Moscow signed a 5-year contract with Kiev in 2004 to continue giving Ukraine highly subsidized rates for gas. Some say the Kremlin wanted to help the previous pro-Moscow administration's bid to defeat Viktor Yushchenko in presidential elections that year. After the country's Orange Revolution brought Yushchenko to power, Russia changed its mind and wound up demanding a 4-fold price increase instead. Vladimir Pribilovsky heads Moscow's Panorama think tank.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is now acting with the aim of punishing Ukraine for not having elected the right president, the one Putin liked.
Russia provides Europe with a quarter of its gas needs. About 80% of those supplies flow through Ukraine. They began dwindling after Russia's gas monopoly Gazprom shut down its pipelines to Kiev. Gazprom's export chief Alexander Medvedev told reporters Ukraine is entirely to blame for Europe's gas woes. He said Kiev rejected Putin's 11th-hour proposal to maintain previous prices for the first 3 months of this year. One gets the sense that our president was more concerned with Ukrainian people's well-being, he says, than their own authorities were. Russia says it did not touch gas bound for Europe through Ukraine. It's blaming Kiev of stealing volumes amounting to $25 million a day. But Ukrainian Energy Minister Ivan Plechkov denied Kiev had siphoned off any Russian gas. Ukraine is using gas it produces itself, he says, as well as gas from underground reserves and gas from Turkmenistan, strictly according to the contracts we signed. Gazprom's Medvedev said Moscow would fully restore the amount of gas sent through Ukraine later today, but that the arrangement wouldn't last long. The existence of that kind of situation, he says, would essentially encourage the theft of our gas during its transit to Europe. But Germany, Russia's biggest customer, said it would review its contracts with Gazprom. Austria said depending too heavily on Russian gas was dangerous. Western countries say they'll increasingly look to alternative sources, such as nuclear power and different providers. Ukrainian President Yushchenko has appealed for international arbitration to solve Kiev's ongoing dispute with Moscow. Talks are scheduled for later today, but there appears to be no end in sight to the standoff. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.